Thanks. Hello, everybody. So good to be here. Oh, big breath. Oh, just so wonderful seeing all these beautiful faces. I'm going to switch it up. So I'm not going to do the meditation right away. Okay? We're going to start with a quote. A sense of death is a great ally. Death is near you. You two are becoming acquainted. Know each other well. Death is all you have. Only when you understand death can you truly begin to live. And this is a quote from Agnes Whistling Elk. The book is Walk in Balance. And I'm sure everyone has noticed the insert in the bulletin with the frog. So I'm just going to touch on that, and I'll go into a little more detail. But that was from an application, an app on the phone, I should say. You can tell my technological abilities here. But it's called We Croak. And when I first heard it, I'm like, what? And it's from a Buddhist community. And five times a day, they send out randomly these reminders. It will say, reminder, you are going to die today. And the next one, don't forget, you will die today. And I have to admit, it was like a little jarring when I first read it, but then it just flowed with this talk. My talk is based primarily about having conversations about death. So that was, I mean, it was perfect. It was in the book from Ram Dass's new book, Walking Each Other Home. Oh, Cheryl's going to actually hold it up. And it is a beautiful, beautiful book. It's just conversations that he's having about death. And I highly recommend it. So that is where the We Croak has come from. It also comes from, I have been going to some death cafes. And I'm sure a few of you know about these. And they've been going on for quite a while. John Underwood started these back in 2011. And in those cafes, it's the main purpose is bringing awareness to death. And just so it's not going to take away the pain, but it's just helping us to look at it differently, to be closer to death. I guess that would be leaning into death. And I've only been to a few, and this, my friend Craig is actually from, he goes to the group down in Ann Arbor, and we are going, actually planning to go to a workshop and hopefully bringing that here to the fellowship. And then the final part where I got the concept of death from is just my mom passing, and it's been 5 months ago. And I have to admit it was difficult, quite honestly, to do this talk, but it has definitely been very healing. And it's my purpose of the talk really is let's have these conversations. And I think I tried to get out of it, but no. It might have been a little bit easier, but it's exactly what I needed. Exactly. And I'm hoping it's valuable as well. It's to talk about death is just to help us in our healing journeys. It's something that we're all going to go through. My talk will be broken into three parts. It's talking about death. It's also going to be about lessons that grief, you know, tools that we can use during the grieving process. And we'll get these tools from our talking about death. And then finally, lessons, the lessons that death can teach us, what can to inspire us to live more fully. And now I'm going to start with our meditation. So I'll just invite you all to just relax and get up nice and tall. And invite you to close your eyes and just find a nice, comfortable position. Feel the chair beneath your sit bones, the ground beneath your feet. Feel the whole foot, and that's support from the ground, from Mother Earth. And just check in with that breath, that unconditional breath. just allowing the body to calm and quiet with each and every in and out breath. And any stress or worries, just let them melt away. And on that in-breath, breathing in, be using the words, breathing in, I calm my body. Breathing out, I calm my mind. And now imagine a vast sky before you. And crossing it are clouds. Coming into your vision and going out of your vision. The sky is vast and present. The clouds coming and going. Imagine now that the sky is mirrored within you, so that inside of you is a vast sky, right in the middle of your chest. And every thought you have, every sensation you have, every model you have of what you are or what it's all about, see all of that now as clouds coming and going, rising in your mind and then disappearing, rising in your body and then disappearing. And keep focusing on the sky, on the vast sky that is not changed in any way by the clouds. Now imagine an immense ocean. Rising up out of the ocean are waves. The waves rise and then they dissolve back into the ocean. Be the vast ocean of awareness, letting thoughts, sensations, plans, memories, hopes, fears, life and death all be the waves that rise up and out of your awareness and sink back into your awareness. Cultivate resting in awareness. No coming, no going, no birth, no death, just vast ocean. When you have learned to rest in that part of your being, pure awareness, pure isness, pure consciousness, pure love, beyond form, just vast presence. Then notice what arises. Ah, life. Ah, death. Coming. Going, joy, sadness, all of it. When you know that quality of your being, the ocean, the sky, the awareness, you are free. And being free, you can dance the dance of life and the dance of death. May all beings in this life be free.
Saying, seek a higher consciousness.
According to the A Course in Miracles and many other spiritual philosophies, life does not end with the death of the physical body. Birth of the physical body is not a beginning, but it's a continuation. Death of the physical body is not the end. It's also a continuation. The body is more like a worn pair of clothes we take off when we no longer need it. And even though we know this, and we know that life is eternal, and we accept this as our truth, it doesn't keep us from grieving or mourning. We miss our loved ones dearly. In older societies, death was closer. It was more familiar. Bodies were shown in their homes, and grieving times were longer. And it seems with life expectancies, it's expanding. It seems like death has been kind of pushed away, so we don't get to see it up close. And what we don't really see, sometimes we don't understand. And we have fears around the subject. And I know that was for me. I grew up, we didn't talk about death in my family. And many people that I have talked to had that same experience. I didn't go to funerals or visitations. So it wasn't talked about. I had a cousin who died when he was 20. I was about 12, and no one said a word in the family. And they said, don't talk about it. It'll upset your dad. I had no idea what to make of this. And it was challenging. It was really, really hard. And I know everyone here has had different experiences, also really hard experiences about, what do we do? And what we have seen death as this thing to be, this evil thing, this taboo subject. But what we can do is just have these talks. Again, it doesn't take away the pain. It just helps us to see it in a different light by having these conversations. And it's talking to friends. That's a big one. Going to grief support groups. And just creating that dialogue, especially with family and friends, reading spiritual texts, the Course in Miracles, it could be Abraham, the Bhagavad Gita, whatever you connect with. But that can be real comforting and grounding when you're going through a really challenging time, when you're in the midst of dealing with your death issues. I'll mention the Death Cafe here a little bit more, and that whole principle was to bring awareness to death, helping people with a view to helping people make the most of their lives. And as I mentioned, I recently lost my mom 5 months ago, and I wish I had more of these conversations, and I thought I might be a little more prepared because my dad had passed a couple years back, about 5 years ago, and I didn't. It was very, very, very hard. And I'm feeling that I'm healing as I'm talking about death now. I'm going to these death cafes. I'm having the conversation with my friends. I'm making more time. I'm creating more space to grieve. And I find that it has been very helpful. By having these talks, we will learn new skills that will allow us to help others. And now I'll segue into just some tools that we could carry with us when we were talking about grief. And as I mentioned, creating that space, making that time to grieve, and it's going to look different for everyone. The tears that flow are signs of our strength, and they're healing. The tears that we don't cry will hurt us. There's just no way around that. Be okay when those waves, calm ambushes come, and just let them flow. That's just healing. That's a sign that we've just loved so deeply. And it's being kind to yourself. Don't say, hey, it's been 4 months. You should be over this. You know, and you'll know wherever you're at is exactly where you should be at. But keep the conversations going. I had a friend who basically had that same conversation. I was telling her how tired I had felt. It was about a month ago. I had no energy, and I just feeling blah. And she just looked at me. She's there. Your mom just died 4 months ago. And honestly, I think we're so used to doing things and that we're producing to getting the next project done, always doing, I wasn't allowing myself. I wasn't being kind and giving myself the time I needed. So I'm grateful because I didn't see it. I couldn't see that. So her pointing that out, what a gift that was to me. And sitting outside, my morning practices, it's prayer and meditation. I do journaling, and I've just expanded that. I'm just giving it more time, some movement, and it's all helpful. If you like to dance, dance. If you want to sing, sing. But each tool will be different for everyone in this room. But do that, and it's just a wonderful way that we're connected. We're honoring our loved ones. Ceremonies. After my dad had passed, I went to a beautiful Native American ceremony, and there everyone brought the food of the loved one. This person who had died, they brought their favorite food, and so it was all on the table, and when it was your turn, mine, dad's, was chocolate chip cookies. So, and then I said a few words, and it was a way of honoring them, and then we passed the plate, and we just went around. So we got to know these people, and it was just so beautiful. And so, or create your own ceremony or ritual, just as another idea. And as you mentioned service, Julia, you mentioned service. Helping someone else when you're going through a grieving period is so helpful. What a... You know, there's just that giving and receiving. It's all one in the same thing, one in truth. So, and I guess I'll talk about the app. Okay, we're this app now. It's called WeCroak. So I didn't get one today, but it truly will say, it's going to say a reminder. And if you have reminders, I have a couple in my phone, but it's more like a positive affirmation, and instead it's like, oh, reminder, you're going to die. And so after a few days, it's not as jolting or jarring. And so, and then you press it, you open it up for a quote. It's from a philosopher or, you know, a poet, and they're beautiful. Most of them are very beautiful. And there again, their philosophy is take a look at death. It's working. And it'd be interesting how it looks maybe in 6 months from now or a year. But it still brings the subject matter just out in the open. It just, so it's more casual. It's not such a, you know, something we want to stuff or, oh, I'll talk to you later about that. Or, you know, it's a regular open dialogue. And the grief journal. I have an actual journal that I've kept, and someone had mentioned that, and it is so helpful. Some of my entries I would never read to any of you, and how they've changed throughout the last couple months, but they're beautiful. And we deal with loss all the time, you know, our physical body. It could be loss of, you know, our child has moved across the country. It could be a loss of some physical ability we have or a dream. But I would highly recommend the journal idea. That is another awesome healing tool. And now we are... The tree story. Oh, she wants me in the tree. I will do the tree story. But first, I have one... And that, I think, that's most of the tools I wanted to cover. I know there was quite a few of the tools. And, I mean, just some. There's just so many things that we could talk about, some things to help us when we're in that grieving state. But, and you'll know. I think you truly will know what you need. If not, that's when you ask. That's why we ask for friends. We have this wonderful spiritual community just talking to each other. It's comforting. It's comforting, and it's something we need to do. Okay. And we will do the tree story, but I want to do one more thing first. And then the last part is the lessons that death can teach us. And that's interesting at first. It's like, what is death going to teach us? But there, I just, in my own journey, they've been really great lessons. Hard lessons for sure, but they're helpful in so many other parts of my life. The biggest one is a reminder to participate in life. Stop putting off things and to really show up. And if there's a friend you wanted to connect with that person. If you have a dream, pursue that dream. It's deepening relationships and remembering the lessons that we are love. And we're here to give love and to receive love. The other lesson would be to be present. That's a big one. And I learned that when I was sitting with my mom in the hospital for those 4 days, her final 4 days. And I've never experienced being present with anyone as I did with my mom and my siblings. And boy, and it took death for us to get to that place. That was a lesson that death had taught me. I don't need to wait. You don't need to wait to deepen those relationships, but it kind of nudges you. It nudges you. Everything was wiped out. All the past, all the grievances we had or petty things that he said this, she said this, what happened for these chunks of time. It seemed like we were back when we were just little kids in that same room. And it was beautiful. So being present, that's a lesson. Ramdas, I'll say this quote, Ramdas talks about we are dying every day and that each day is change. And if death is the ultimate change, and that's, if we really look at it that way, maybe that's going to be that what it takes to spur us to really, really living a more meaningful life. And I just like looking at that. It softens it, if there is such a thing. But I like looking at death. Yeah, that's change. And we have change every day. We're going to deal with. And we can deal with it, we cannot, we can stuff it, we have choices. But actually looking at it and figuring out how can I get through that versus clinging to the side and not going through it. And do I have time for the tree story? Okay, I do have time for the tree story. All right. When I was out visiting my daughter in Colorado, just a short time, and I was thinking a couple weeks back, preparing for my talk, there was just this large cluster of trees, I'd say about the size of this room. And they were mostly dead. It was like the sculpture of wood, and it was beautiful. And there were large trunks, there were branches, all interwoven, like this amazing sculpture of branches and roots, and it was just lovely. And in the middle, just coming up after all this, what apparently seemingly they were all just dead, there was this lovely branches of green that was just springing out of the center of this large area of seemingly dead trees. And it was just so beautiful. To me, that's our loved ones. we are the tree, we're that the green of flourishing, we're rising, and our deceased, they don't leave us. They're with us. They inspire us. And they're truly just a part of our makeup. It's in addition to. We've got a bigger foundation now. And it was so beautiful. I wish I had a picture of that. Instead, you got the frog. Sorry. But the frog is cute. But I hope you get that image. But it was so, so beautiful. And I just want to leave you. I do have a wonderful prayer from the Course in Miracles. But before, I do have something else I just want to mention. Here we go. Okay, here we go. Death can rock us to our core. And we know this, and we've all dealt with death. And trying to balance this grief with the knowledge we're more than a body can be challenging at best. And it's going to require great, great faith. And so we need to ask for help, ask our higher power, ask the Divine Mother, God, whatever you're divine. Ask for help. It's the biggest thing. We need to ask for help. And even though this happens, and it's going to happen to all of us, we're just the coming and going, the law of impermanence. The losses will just keep coming. So, and our lights may dim, but you can't forget in this process that you are still a precious child of God, and we need all of our lights, especially on this planet today. We need to be our best. We need to go forth and to be shining. And remember why we are here. And we're here to be love, to give love, to receive love, and be the presence of love. Our loved ones are always with us. And you can read about people say the relationships of the deceased are even stronger once they pass. And even if your relationship might not have been as good, the healing can occur even later in life. And I find that I'm closer with my loved ones now, and I can feel their presence all the time, whether it's that bird, the blue jay, or I have a rabbit. There's certain things that I associate with my loved ones, and I know they're always present. When I was in Colorado, when I was trying to get up the hill with three young folks that could get up there, and I was huffing and puffing, I was like, we need to pause. Right at the top was the blue jay, and that's what I always think of as my dad. And he was right there, and I was like, oh, thanks God, I got here. So knowing we can feel them, we can feel that presence of the loved ones long after they go, long, long after they're gone. What a gift. Okay, and then I'm just going to end with a quote, and this is from a beautiful quote from A Course in Miracles, Barbet Sent. It's lesson 163. There is no death. The Son of God is free. Our Father, bless our eyes today. We are your messengers, and we would look upon the glorious reflection of your love, which shines in everything. We live and move in you alone. We are not separate from your eternal life. There is no death, for death is not your will. And we abide where you have placed us, in the life we share with you and with all living things, to be like you and part of you forever. We accept your thought as ours, and our will is one with yours eternally. And so it is. Thank you.